Does Isaiah 53:5 guarantee our healing today?
The mantra, "by his stripes we are healed," is repeated endlessly in Christian circles. However, these words extracted from Isaiah 53:5 focus on spiritual rather than physical healing. First, a quick look at the context makes it clear that Isaiah had spiritual rather than physical healing in mind. Christ, he says, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Peter builds on this understanding when he writes, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." Furthermore, while healing for the body is not referred to in Isaiah 53:5, it is referred to in the verse immediately preceding it. Here Isaiah writes, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." Physical healing is not only clear in the context, but it's affirmed by the Gospels, where it's given an important qualification. "When evening came," says Matthew, "many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick." This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. "He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases." Thus, the healing here was fulfilled during the ministry of Jesus Christ and does not guarantee healing today. Finally, I should note that in a very real sense, Christ's atonement on the cross does extend to physical healing. For one day, there'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. However, as Paul points out, we hope for what we do not yet have. We wait for it patiently. In the meantime, we will all experience sickness and suffering. Indeed, those who live before Christ returns will all die of their last disease. The death rate is one per person, and we're all going to make it. A passage to ponder. Isaiah 53:4-6. "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all."